Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
So this week, we unfortunately have Kip Branch here back in the studio. We had gotten away from him last week and got a little break, and welcome back.
It's good to be back, and, had a good week. You know, when you have that relationship with management like I have, you can never go wrong when you treat management with respect. When you've got that down, and that's something that we're working on with you, is how to effectively work with management to be able to get these days and stuff off. See, you're following my lead, and you're going to have you got one coming up.
I will be gone next week because my father, who is a teacher, has retired, and so he has wrapped everything up, and we're looking forward to spending some time, and just got some things going on.
I'll have Dr. Scott Spence with me next Saturday on the air, and I'll get to do some Dallas Cowboy bashing. Looking forward to that. I always look forward to getting on them Cowboys.
Let's go ahead and update the Twitter poll so that we can put new Twitter questions up. So again, thanks for Brandon Derrick for filling in last week. And here are the polls. Will the Raptors beat the Warriors in the NBA Finals? This poll is split 50-50.
Warriors have got to pick it up. I didn't like what I saw out of the Warriors the other night.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm not the type of person to say I told you so. But I said if the Raptors got to the Finals, it wouldn't matter who they would play. They would win.
You did say that. See, that's the difference between me and you. I'm not a revisionist history guy, but you actually did say that, so I have to give you your credit where credit's due.
Should Brian McCann butt more? 75% of our listening audience says no.
This audience is smart.
Is Bryce Harper as good as Mike Trout? 83% of our listening audience says no.
That's a no-brainer, too.
Can the Braves win the National League East with Luke Jackson as the closer? 54% of our listening audience says yes.
And I don't know what these people are thinking who chimed in yes on that. If you've watched the Braves bullpen this so far this baseball season.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Edwin Watts.
Happy New Year from Edwin Watts Golf.
Oh, wait. For our listening audience, those of you that don't ever get to listen to Kip Branch make a read, this is the best read that he could possibly make. Edwin Watts sends us terrific reads that Kip Branch has absolutely no way of getting through without screwing it up. So, cue it.
I'm glad to be back this week, man. Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom fitting on the hottest new arrivals featuring Callaway's new Epic Flash Woods, Apex Irons, and Odyssey Stroke Lab Putters, Cobra's new King F9 Speedback Woods, and F9 Speedback Irons, and Srixon's 4th Irons and Z-Star Balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
What kind of balls?
What does this thing say? You're killing me, man. Z-Star balls. I think they do that in there. Let's mess with Kip today. let's throw something in there that's going to mess him up.
All right. This is my take.
All right.
NBA Finals. Getting serious. Kawhi Leonard, the Golden State Warriors have no answer without Kevin Durant on how to guard him. They can't guard him with Draymond. They can't guard him with Steph Curry. He's too big for Steph Curry. He's too quick for Draymond Green. The only answer they have is Kevin Durant, who's not playing at least until game four is what I have heard. That is why this is, you're seeing it firsthand. A bigger athletic guard that can play from the perimeter and get his own shot if necessary, the Golden State Warriors without Kevin Durant had no answer for, which is why they signed Kevin Durant in the first place, because they knew that year that Cleveland came back and beat them with LeBron, Kyrie, and Kevin Love, they had no answer for LeBron James without Kevin Durant, and they couldn't stop him, and they knew good well that if they didn't sign Kevin Durant in the offseason, they had no answer for LeBron, and they wouldn't beat Cleveland again. They had to sign Kevin Durant in order to stop LeBron James from winning two more championships, and they knew it. And so they did, and it gave them an answer defensively for a bigger guard, and you're seeing that evidence right now with Kawhi Leonard because they can't do anything with him.
You just can't resist, can you? Every week we talk about NBA, you got to try to bring your boy in on the conversation. He's not in the playoffs, man. He's not in the NBA finals. Burger King didn't have the purple Kool-Aid. You asked for gold Kool-Aid. They didn't have the gold Kool-Aid this morning either when we stopped by there. Please don't do this to yourself. Let me tell you what's going to happen in this series. Okay. If Toronto does not win game two at home, they're done. Simple as that.
Why?
If they don't win, they're not winning three games at Oracle Arena in Oakland, California. They're not going to do it. If they don't win game two, they're done.
Okay. They've already got game one under their belt. They've got game two at home. Kevin Durant's not coming back until at least game four. See, you're turning the pressure around on Toronto. I don't think it's on Toronto. I think it's squarely on Golden State. That Golden State has to win game two. If Golden State doesn't win game two, it's over.
Golden State's got how many banners hanging in their arena? They know how to win. They know how to perform under pressure. Toronto, I'm still not sold on them being a clutch team. Yeah, they beat the Bucks.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, he's the real deal. But
probably the second best player in the NBA.
That's a good Twitter question for you. If the Raptors don't win game two, will they win the NBA finals?
I'll have it up momentarily.
If they do not win game two, they're done. It's as simple as that. Not happening.
The Raptors, if they get game two, they'll be up two games to none, going back to Oakland for game three in a must-get game for the Warriors without Kevin Durant. See, that's the thing that you don't want to, that you keep leaving out. Kevin Durant's not playing. They don't have an answer for Kawhi Leonard defensively. He could do whatever he wants. Kyle Lowry scored 7 points in game one, and the Raptors still won. That's their second best player.
Game two and game five are the key games in this series.
Steph Curry had 34 points, and it wasn't enough.
They're not beating Golden State in Oakland.
Klay Thompson had 21. It wasn't enough.
Klay's going to get his points. They don't win game two. Or, you know, game two, game five, they're not going to win this series. They're not winning in Golden State. They got to win. They got to hold serve.
Wait.
Only way for the Raptors to win this series is win it seven games. They're not winning.
Write this down.
Oh, we're writing stuff down.
Toronto will beat Golden State in four.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Kevin Durant will not be back until game four. At that point, it will be 3-0. It will be done.
I'm not sure.
Golden State can't beat the Raptors because of Kawhi Leonard without Kevin Durant. They'll lose all three games without him.
Raptors don't win game two. They are not winning this series. Period. Not going to happen.
Still, the pressure would, even if you're right and Golden State wins game two, they're still playing game three without Kevin Durant.
They're not winning unless they win game two.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The last thing Dad wants for Father's Day is another Paisley tie. Come to Cunningham Jewelers for that creative gift that will make Dad say, wow. Wine bodies, money clips, or how about a limited edition woolly mammoth teeth Damascus knife? No matter your budget, they have you covered. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead. Online at foxespizzadowntown.com and keep up with specials on Facebook.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
That's good comeback music right there. I'll probably hear that tonight at Lake Oconee out of Dr. Scott Spence. When he, Sweet Tea gets flowing, he likes to sing a little bit, and that's, you know, he prides himself on being able to sing Purple Rain. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the week in review.
And here we go. So long, Bart Starr. Richie Incognito was recently arrested after an argument with his grandmother caused him to punch a hole in her wall. And the Raiders just signed that dude.
Wow.
Albert Pujols being paid $28 million to hit .226. Kit Branch needs his agent. Yankee fans booed Manny Machado at Yankee Stadium. Could be worse. You could be Bryce Harper getting booed in Philadelphia. Bill Buckner, you were more than an error, my friend.
Yes,
Odubel
sir.
Herrera, you'll have to learn to keep your hands to yourself. A high school football team has hired Art Briles as head coach. Makes sense. We couldn't trust him to do what was best for our 19 to 22-year-olds, so let's put him in charge of our 15 to 18-year-olds. Pop quiz, tell me the two teams in the NHL Finals. Golden State has now forced the Cavs and Rockets into rebuild. Austin Riley is better than Chipper Jones. Does Serena own any normal tennis clothes? The Raptors, dynasty crushers. Ender who? Sophie Turner from Queen of the North to X-Men killer. And these are my thoughts.
Nice.
Just telling you the truth, like I normally do.
Bart Starr was a great man. Great man. Sad to see all these sports heroes from your childhood and earlier years passing on, but great ambassador for the sport.
Going to be missed dearly. Great man.
Craig Kimbrell, Dallas Keuchel, expected to be signed after the Major League Baseball draft. Of course, if you haven't been paying attention, those guys were free agents going into last offseason. They didn't sign because there are draft picks tied to them that if you signed those guys, you had to give away a draft pick to the team that they came from, and no team wanted to do that, and so they have remained free agents. That goes away once the Major League Baseball draft takes place tomorrow, or I guess it's happening on Monday is when it begins, the Major League Baseball draft. Once it's over, you can sign those guys without losing a draft pick. Craig Kimbrell and Dallas Keuchel will be...
They'll have a team next week.
I would think so, both of them.
Playing with somebody. And please, Atlanta Braves, get one or both of those guys, please. Got to have at least one of them.
Let's put that on the Twitter. Okay. We'll make that a Twitter question of the week. By the way, you can find these Twitter questions of the week, twitter.com/bishop_show. You can also listen to this show on demand 24/7. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com is where you can find that at. Which would you rather sign? Which would you rather have the Braves sign, Dallas Keuchel or Craig Kimbrell? We'll have that up on the Twitter question momentarily. I'd rather have Kimbrell at this point.
Yeah, just the condition of the Braves bullpen. I mean, the rotation. You got to think Fulton Navich is going to come back eventually to the form that they expect him to. Julio's not pitching too bad. I mean, Freed and the Soroka, those guys are really pitching well right now. But that bullpen is a dumpster fire. It's not good.
It's better than it was. It was a neighborhood fire. Now yeah. We've at least got it trimmed down to just the dumpster.
It's just got to get better.
It's just a problem. You know, I was listening to a nationally syndicated radio show this past week, and Boog Shambi came on, who I have the utmost respect for as a baseball analyst, and I felt like he said the dumbest thing I've ever heard out of his mouth. He was asked why the home runs in Major League Baseball the last couple of years have been through the roof, and his answer was that the pitching in Major League Baseball was so good that that was the best way that they could score, that they weren't going to put together two or three or four singles in a row to get a run or two, that to maximize their scoring effort off the pitching that was so great, they had to hit the ball out of the ballpark to score. And I thought to myself, if the pitching's so good, they wouldn't be giving up home runs.
No.
It's the exact opposite. The reason the home runs are up is because the pitching in Major League Baseball stinks.
Or if you ask Al Gore will say it's because of global warming. The ballparks, it's warmer now and the balls are flying better than they were 15, 20 years ago.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch of the Bishop Media Sports Network, who got political on us, and that's why I went to mention the sponsors to get politics.
Got
to get politics out of the show. Brought to you by Peachtree. See, this is what I have to deal with every single Saturday. It was nice to have a break last Saturday. We're doing a sports show, and then he gets political. Got to go to break.
That's probably some connection there.
Peachtree Pest Control. Georgia Sea Grill, M&B Liquors.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too. With any kind of keg you need, M&B Liquors, locally, family-owned and operated since 1985 off Exit 29. On Interstate 95. May stop by there today on my way to Lake Oconee, Jason.
Get some sweet tea?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about Carter Stewart.
Okay.
For those of you that don't know Carter Stewart, here is the rundown on Carter Stewart. All right, so the Braves picked him ninth last year in the Major League Baseball draft. With the Major League Baseball draft coming up, this is why this is relevant. Carter Stewart had an injury that he did not disclose. And it was an injury that could very well
end his career.
And so the Braves, after they drafted him, they didn't offer him first-round money because they found this injury. And so they told Carter Stewart, look, we'll still sign you, but instead of giving you whatever the amount that he was looking for, they offered him $1 million instead to sign.
Yeah, he wasn't slotted correctly. He was paid... When you look at the signing bonuses and for the first round draft pick, it's kind of like a slot, pick by pick. The top pick, then it starts going down, the money starts going down. And where he was slotted, where he was chosen, he should have got a lot more money than he did. So that's where the injury came in.
Okay. And so that's why the Braves offered him less money, is because of the injury, because there was a significant risk to signing this kid, and they didn't want to invest the money in a kid that might not ever make the major league roster, and probably a good chance he wouldn't. So this kid's agent decides, we're not going to sign with the Atlanta Braves. What we're going to do, we're going to sit out this year. We're not going to play. We're not going to go anywhere. And then next year, we'll re-enter the draft, and we'll get drafted again by somebody else who will give us the amount of money that we're looking for. Well, that ended up being a terrible call, because as the draft has approached and the interest level between Carter Stewart, his agent, and other Major League Baseball teams, what he's found is, because these teams all now know that there is some red flags about his health, he's not getting drafted high up in the upper parts of the draft. He slid way down, if at all.
Yeah.
And so now, the money that he was looking for, he's not going to get it in this draft either. And he knows it. So this kid's agent has royally screwed him. So now, instead of re-entering the draft, he has signed a contract to go play. And keep in mind, this kid's 19 years old. He hasn't pitched beyond high school baseball. He signed a contract to go play in Japan.
In Japan.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, right, because they listed on a poster.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort, or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Ware County Gators will begin their 2019 season at home at Memorial Stadium in a scrimmage against Camden on August the 8th. Things get real on August 23 at home against Rockledge from Florida. The Gators will also host Burke, Lowndes, South Effingham, and Wayne.
where we'll take to the road against Coffee, Jonesboro, Glenn, Statesboro, and New Hampstead. This Ware County team will be a force in 2019 and could end up finally winning a state championship. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
In the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time it's
tricky.
Good stuff.
Tricky. So coming up in this segment, we've got Kip's Butt Hurt segment, which is, of course, where management has allowed Kip to basically hijack the show and do whatever the hell he wants.
Management says get ratings. And for management says get ratings, they said, Kip, we got to have you be creative on this show. And that's how the Butt Hurt list came to be.
All right, so let me get the sponsors out of the way. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, by Nat's Landing, and by Southern Hardware.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office, located in the Sea Palms Resort, or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
All right, so before we throw this over to Kip, keep in mind you can go and vote on our Twitter questions of the week, Bishop_show. Who should the Braves sign, Craig Kimbrell, Dallas Keuchel, or both? And if the Raptors lose Game 2 to the Warriors, will they still win the NBA Finals?
So we're getting ready to go to the Butt Hurt list. Let me cue up the bed here for the background. And here we go, Jason. Number five on the Butt Hurt list this week, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
You're up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Everything's going your way, and you fold like a cheap dollar store tent. Nobody's fearing the deer this
week. Didn't even win a game after they made the adjustment where Kawhi Leonard was going to guard Giannis.
Just folded up. And it wasn't even close. And my man Giannis got to develop a jump shot. He's got to get one. If he doesn't, then teams have got the blueprint now with Kawhi on how to defend him.
Bigger guard, just like LeBron. Same thing.
He just drives to the basket. Defense collapses on him. He passes off, and if they don't hit a jumper, they just don't hit a jumper. Number four, Jason, the Boston Red Sox. It's June the 1st, 2019. The Red Sox are 8.5 games behind the New York Yankees in the AL East. The Red Sox, it's not getting any better. They're not playing good.
A game over 500.
With all that payroll, all that money they spent on these players, playing in a hitter-friendly ballpark, World Series champions, they're 8.5 behind the Yankees.
I picked them last week to win a wild card spot.
They're behind the Yankees 8.5. Number three this week, Jason, the Braves bullpen.
You could just pencil them in. Yeah, they're in every week.
They're in every week. The Braves bullpen is an absolute, I don't know, man.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. It's a dumpster fire. It's a, I don't know what it is. It's just not good. I mean, the Braves actually are swinging the bats well, but they just seem like they can't protect the lead. They just can't do it. Number two this week, and we're going to get down to the specifics here, Mike Fultonavich. He comes back, starts the season on the disabled list, comes back really not looking too good, Jason. 3 home runs last night to a Tigers team that's 10 games below 500.
His ERA was already 8 and change.
5 runs in 5 innings last night. He gets batted. He gets banged around by one of the worst offensive teams in Major League Baseball.
Madison Bumgarner is available from San Francisco.
Keuchel will be available next week.
I'd rather have Bumgarner.
I'd rather have somebody. Got a tie for first this week, Jason. This is good.
Of course you do.
Tie for first. The hip-hop community. Drake's getting a lot of attention, brother. The NBA Finals.
You went there.
And it's got to be. Drake's the man in the hip-hop community. He's getting all the attention, all the thing on SportsCenter. And you know the rest of the community's got to be butthurt about it.
If this is a tie, the second one's got to be good, too.
Oh, it is good. What do you think about that? Drake's in the news a lot. He's talking trash to Draymond, flapping his gums. Where are the rest of these guys? Drake's getting all the headlines, and the rest of the hip hop community is just butthurt about it.
That's good stuff.
Tie for first. The University of Georgia, they come out and they say now that big money donors now can buy alcohol in Sanford Stadium. But here's the gist of it. There was a letter that went out to all the major donors who donate over $100,000 a year. If you don't donate $100,000 a year, you're not eligible for this program, Jason. Do you realize that? And the kicker is, while it's all over the media and all that, Georgia's going to be selling alcohol at the stadium.
At the Vince Dooley concession stand.
Whatever you want to call it. You could probably name that after him as well. They don't name enough stuff. But you have to donate $100,000 to be eligible for that program. And here's the kicker.
That's
the
expensive beer.
They only have room for 400 people in the alcohol-designated area for to be. So 400 people can drink in Sanford Stadium in 2019. It appears, as if you read the media reports, that if you're in the 200 section, you can get alcohol at Sanford Stadium. Not the case. UGA fans probably a little butthurt about that, but it's not good.
Here's the real question. How long will it take the student section to infiltrate the beer section?
Probably not long, but the student section has no problem getting alcohol into the stadium.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
So it really is not going to affect them. It could affect people like you and I. It might want, getting there at a good game or something and want to, have a cold beer, but you try to go get one.
Years ago, I went to a Florida game down in Gainesville, and I was unaware of the rule that in college you could not serve alcohol in the stadium for a college game. I was a little younger anyway, so I went to the concession stand and I ordered a beer, and they informed me of this rule, and I thought to myself, good God, how do you get through watching a University of Florida football game without getting drunk?
Well, the Gators used to have this rule where you could come into the stadium and get a pass out. And could go to your favorite watering hole and then come back into the game.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
So that was...
This was during the John Brantley era, by the way, at Gainesville.
Is that worse than the Felipe Franks era?
Yes, actually, yeah. John Brantley was terrible. I mean, remember, he succeeded Tebow right after.
Is it worse than Felipe?
It was John Brantley. Yes, John Brantley was way worse than Felipe Franks.
We got some Gator buddies watching this morning, man. I'm glad you brought it. I wasn't going to bring up Florida football today, but you brought it up.
There's just no way that you could have watched Florida football during the John Brantley era sober. It would have been a tall order. Mm. I mean, it was that bad.
Yeah. John Brantley. Yeah, you follow Tebow. Yes, that's going to be a step down if you follow Tim.
I'm trying to think who is after John Brantley. Does it matter?
That's the problem at Florida. They haven't had a quarterback since Tim Tebow left.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
The last thing Dad wants for Father's Day is another Paisley tie. Come to Cunningham Jewelers for that creative gift that will make Dad say, wow. Wine bodies, money clips, or how about a limited edition Woolly Mammoth Teeth Damascus knife? No matter your budget, they have you covered. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
The number one song of the 1980s.
Not even close. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we get into an interesting segment that's been highly controversial this past high school football season. I've actually had people, you know, that's when the calls started coming in about, does this program have a drug testing policy? That's kind of where it started last year. But, you know, this is Jason's brainchild, and he's got his preseason high school football power pole.
Yeah. We'll get to that in just a moment. But before we do, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza.
The last thing Dad wants for Father's Day is
another Paisley tie.
Another Paisley tie. Come to Cunningham Jewelers for that creative gift that will make Dad say, wow. Wine bodies, money clips, or how about a limited edition Woolly Mammoth Teeth Damascus knife.
You're really good at these reads, by the way.
Now, I didn't look at this before. This is a new one. No matter your budget, they have you covered. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook.
Instagram. Maybe you should read the reads before you.
It's killing me, man. Oh, we got another long one here at the end.
All right. So during high school football season, we'll get back into this when high school football season rolls around and college football as well.
Yeah.
I give you my top 10 power rankings. Now, keep in mind, I have a formula that I use for this.
This is interesting. Pay attention, folks.
I have a formula that I use for this that I will not disclose to you. However,
nobody knows the formula. That's the problem.
This is not me saying that this team is better than another team. What this is me saying that this team has done X according to their schedule. What's on their schedule, this is how well they've done in these rankings. It doesn't mean that this XY could beat team Y.
Management's in the background here telling me, just get to the poll.
All Let's right.
Try to explain it.
We'll go from the bottom up. At number 10 on Jason Bishop's power rankings, preseason high school football power rankings, at number 10, the Bullock Academy Gators.
Bullock Academy Gators?
Yeah.
Number 10?
Number 10.
What's the logic behind that? I know you explained it a minute ago, but please explain that to me again.
Looking at what I anticipate them doing in their schedule.
I can think of 20 teams that'll beat them by 3 touchdowns right now.
What I see them doing within their schedule has them ranked at number 10 in my rankings by my formula. At number 9.
Oh, my goodness.
The Camden County Wildcats.
Hold on now. You got Bullock Academy ranked 10, and you got Camden ranked 9.
That's
which
correct.
It seems like Camden is ranked a little lower than where they should be. They should be near the top of this list.
Not according to what I see them doing on their schedule.
Oh,
at number 8.
Oh, my goodness. You're killing me.
The Frederick Academy Knights.
Hold on now. Frederick just won a state championship.
That's right.
And so they peak at number 8.
That's right.
Just ahead of the Bullock Academy.
Two spots above them. And they blew Bullock out by like 40 points last season.
The same Frederica Academy Knights that you had Bullock Academy ranked ahead of last year after Frederica beat them by 82 points.
That's the way my formula pushed them out.
That formula. Ooh.
At number 7, the Coffee County Trojans.
Coffee County comes in higher than Camden?
Yes.
Just based upon
what I see them doing on their schedule and then putting it into my formula. At number 6, Southeast Bullock.
You got Southeast Bullock ranked ahead of Camden and Coffee.
That is correct.
And Frederica.
That is correct.
Wow.
At number 5,
okay,
Liberty County.
You're killing me, man.
I'm just telling you, this
you
is what I see.
Absolutely.
This is
teams,
what I see.
Man.
So far, well
I'm going to put you in a padded room, dude.
At number 4, the Tarleton County Indians.
Under a new head coach.
Yes.
So first-year head coach is going to come in Tarleton, and they...
Based upon what I've seen on their schedule,
okay,
I feel like they're going to end up being fourth on my power prank. When it's all said and done, I see them being fourth. At number 3, the Glenn Academy Red Terriers.
So you got Glenn ranked ahead of Camden.
I do.
Okay.
By a long shot.
Just based upon... Not based upon what may happen head-to-head in that football game, just based upon their schedule.
Based upon their schedule, what I see them doing, and then I plug that into my formula, and out it spits.
Well, Glenn, you know, it's got a tough schedule now.
Glenn's loaded, too.
They are loaded.
At number 2, the Pierce County Bears.
Under a new head coach.
Yes.
No turmoil left after that departure.
I mean, sure, but look at their schedule.
Yeah, they play in the weakest 3A region in the state.
That they do.
Yeah. So, okay.
At number 1, to round this out, the Ware County Gators.
The Ware County Gators coming in at number 1.
So, to recap, number 10, Bullock Academy. Number 9, Camden. Number 8, Frederica. 7, Coffee. 6, Southeast Bullock.
Oh my God.
5, Liberty. 4, Tarleton. 3, Glenn. 2, Pierce. And 1, Ware. Those are my preseason high school football top 10 power rankings.
So, let me get this straight. Okay, there's no Richmond Hill in these rankings.
No Richmond Hill.
Why?
They're on the cusp. Honorable mention Richmond Hill, there.
There's no Wayne County.
Honorable mention Wayne County.
There's no Brunswick.
Honorable mention Brunswick. Those are all, those and I'll be honest with you, all those teams got serious consideration. They were looked at very heavily, and they just missed the cut.
There's no Benedictine. That's Southeast Georgia.
That's, well, we try to stay away from the Savannah-ish.
Well, you've got Statesboro teams in here.
But they're not in Savannah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm trying to help you out. These are questions the listeners are going to have.
These are Southeast Georgia teams that exclude Savannah.
Exclude Savannah. So you didn't classify that.
Well, now I just did.
Okay, so there's no...
No Valdosta teams, no Savannah teams, Southeast Georgia. That's really it.
There's no Clinch County?
No Clinch County.
Wow. So that gets out a little too far? Is that what you
said? A little too far.
Wow.
I'll draw you a map if I need to.
There's no Appling County, no Wayne County. There's no...
Appling County was another team that got looked at.
Wow.
Didn't make the cut. Look, man, you know, not every... I don't hand out participation trophies. Not everybody can be in the top 10.
Obviously, you're handing out something that's just absolutely... Somebody's knocking at the door, man.
You can't just get in because you play high school football. You got to have some type of merit. You got to be good.
Mm.
This is a tough, tough top 10 to crack.
Liberty County. Where were they ranked?
Fifth.
Fifth. Southeast Bullock?
Sixth.
Southeast Bullock had a great season last year. You are absolutely, I mean... You flew over to Cuckoo.
I think
there.
Southeast Bullock only lost maybe two or three games the whole season. And that includes the playoff loss.
Who did you have ranked ahead of Coffee County?
Southeast Bullock.
Who else is ranked ahead of Coffee County?
Southeast Bullock, Liberty, Charlton, Glenn, Pierce, Ware. A who's who in high school football.
You could take Liberty, Southeast Bullock, and Pierce County and do a combined team, and they couldn't beat Coffee County. Couldn't do it.
Who?
You could combine Southeast Bullock, Liberty, and who's that other team you got up there?
One more time. Liberty, Charlton, Glenn, Pierce, Ware. Those are all teams ahead of Coffee.
You could combine Pierce, Liberty, and Southeast Bullock on a combined team, and Coffee would beat that team by 2 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Again, isn't me saying Team Y would beat Team X. I'm just saying what they would do within their schedule.
You're absolutely cuckoo.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza Downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Ware County Gators will begin their 2019 season at home at Memorial Stadium in a scrimmage against Camden on August the 8th. Things get real on August 23 at home against Rockledge from Florida. The Gators will also host Burke, Lowndes, South Effingham, and Wayne. Ware will take to the road against Coffee, Jonesboro, Glenn, Statesboro, and New Hampstead. This Ware County team will be a force in 2019 and could end up finally winning a state championship. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Yeah. Yeah. Bounce with me.
We're going to get bounced out of here. We keep having these power football poles. Like
solid
that.
Stuff, man.
Yeah.
My formula.
Yeah, your formula.
Undisputable.
Yeah. It's...
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Some insurance companies seem to think you are only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John, Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau, or give them a call at 912-265-9175.
Braves have lost three in a row to teams that are horrible in the Nationals and the Tigers, and they have now fallen to three games out of first place behind the Phillies, three games over 500. And once again, the NL East, which is supposed to be a juggernaut, only has two teams over 500 in the whole division.
And the Phillies aren't exactly world beaters either.
Bryce Harper's getting booed at home.
Well, $300 million.
He's hitting like 230.
He's not hitting the ball very well. He'll probably get hot maybe during the summer carrying his team. But Phillies, that division is not very good. You could be the Red Sox, don't they? 8.5 out. World Series champions.
90 wins for the NL East gets you in.
What's the Nationals record right now?
33-24. 90 wins.
33. That's the Phillies. Okay. Phillies are 33-24 on June 1st. Nine games over 500.
I mean, that's not terrible.
No. It's okay. I mean, you could be the Marlins. What's their record?
By the way, Bryce Harper is hitting 248, 10 home runs, 41 RBIs with an OPS of 845.
He'll get hot. He'll probably get hot this summer.
The Marlins are 19-36.
Ooh.
13 out.
Ooh. That's awful. The Braves, though, they got to address the pitching staff.
Marlins are worse than the National League, by the way.
Yeah. Braves got to address the pitching staff, too.
Madison Bumgarner's available.
Okay.
Dallas Keuchel's going to be available once there's no draft pick tied to him as of Monday.
But you said earlier in the show that just you'd rather have Kimbrel.
Yeah, for the Braves.
Yeah.
Not dealing with starting pitching, dealing with the bullpen. Would I rather have a good starter or a back end guy to make my bullpen better? I'd rather have a solid, dominant back end guy in the bullpen to solidify the bullpen. Luke Jackson.
He's the closer, number 77, baby.
They've got two reliable relievers. Unfortunately, one of those is Luke Jackson, and the other is Mike Tomlin, or not Tomlin, but the Tomlin guy, whatever his first name is.
Yeah.
Tomlin and Jackson are their two most consistent relievers, and those are the only two guys that you can count on to get guys out consistently.
That's a little scary.
It is.
That's almost as scary as your high school football power pole.
My formula, man, it's spot on. What it does is it gives the smaller schools equal rights to a 7A or 6A school within their schedule.
I get it. You've got this little man syndrome.
Little man syndrome. No.
You got to try to prop up the little guys. I get it. I understand.
I'm not trying to
fight for the underdog.
No, I like dynasties. I just don't like the Golden State Warriors. I don't like Steph Curry. I don't like Kevin Durant. Otherwise, I'd be rooting for the Warriors to win their third straight NBA championship. Did the Lakers win three straight with Shaq and Kobe?
They did.
They did?
Mm-hmm. They three-peated.
Okay, so the Lakers and the Bulls are the most recent teams that have three-peated.
My Detroit Pistons kept the Lakers from four-peating in 2000.
Are we sure that the Lakers three-peated?
Yeah, they three-peated.
With Shaq and Kobe?
Yeah, Kobe won five titles in L.A., three with Shaq and two on his own.
Well, he won two with Pau Gasol.
Like I said, he won two on his own. If you're going to sit here and talk about, yeah, he won more titles. He's won more titles than your boy's ever going to win. But, you know.
Who's my boy?
You brought him up earlier in the show. I'm not bringing up a person that's not participating in the playoffs.
I don't know who you're talking about.
You know, you're the president of the Southeast Georgia Purple and Gold Fan Club. That's you. CEO President, CEO Jason Bishop.
I don't even like Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, you got a 23 poster on your wall in your office at home. I mean, you're the classic, what you call a Kool-Aid drinker. Mm. You lap it up.
You can catch this show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Answer our Twitter questions of the week, Bishop_show on Twitter. And
Southeast Bullock, Liberty County, Charlton, and Pierce ranked ahead of the Coffee County Trojans and the Camden County Wildcats.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough season. Why'd you ball that up?
Recycle. That goes to the recycle bin.
I spent a lot of time on that.
You need to spend more.
There's about 2 minutes of research into that piece of paper.
You need to spend a little more time on that, because our listeners, that just we're trying to bring you a quality product here, listeners, and this doesn't help too much. Got to do better than that. We just gotta do better than that. Southeast Bullock.
You gotta open up your mind, man.
Charlton County.
You gotta open up your mind.
The Indians, you know,
stop being a front runner.
I'm not a front runner.
Stop being a front runner.
Charlton County. Pierce had a great year, lost their coach. Are they gonna have that kind of season again? Liberty? Liberty County?
Pierce County's region isn't very good. Nor is Liberty's region very, and Liberty's getting their defensive coordinator back that they had from a couple of years ago.
No Benedictine, no Wayne County. Man, all right.
Wayne just missed the cut.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it, from mowers to trailers.
Orthopedic surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Happy new gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover and hybrid, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
The last thing Dad wants for Father's Day is another Paisley tie. Come to Cunningham Jewelers for that creative gift that will make Dad say wow. wine bodies, money clips, or how about a limited edition Woolly Mammoth Teeth Damascus knife? No matter your budget, they have you covered. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.